Right. New year, new you is dumb. That's what I think anyway. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You can hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. The psychology of breaking up in the new year. You hear this all the time, that a lot of couples break up this time of year because it's people's New Year's resolutions to get out of relationships. Or they're going to lose weight. Or they're going to be better people. Or they're going to save money. Is this all unattainable?
I don't know that it's unattainable, but I am with you. I do not like New Year's resolutions. I like New Year's intentions, right? But New Year's resolutions, nobody ever keeps. Then it makes you feel worse about yourself. It's a lot of pressure. What I like to do and recommend is that instead of focusing on tangible things that you want to do or create, especially because we'll make these huge unattainable goals for ourselves. I'm going to lose 50 pounds, you know, or whatever it is to focus instead on making a resolution for how you want to feel. Choose 5 feelings that you really want to live in and live from in the coming year, because that's what it all comes down to. The reason you want to lose those 10 pounds is because you want to feel a certain way, desirable, loving, playful, whatever that is that you want to feel. Make a list of those 5 things and decide that that's going to be your lens of the decisions you're going to make in the year to come. So as much as possible, everything you're presented with, every choice you have to make, make the commitment to ask yourself, is this going to contribute to feeling more of that feeling or less? And look for ways to create more of those feelings in your life.
Oh, let's play a round table. Okay, Raven, you start. How do you want to feel this year in 2020?
Desirable.
Okay.
Healthy.
I mean, there's that.
I mean, you always want to feel good. I was just actually daydreaming and wondering to myself that if people's resolutions work better when they're in like Miami or Key West or San Diego and beautiful places where the sun stays out. Because New Year's is compounded up here in New England by the fact that you're dealing with seasonal stuff.
Affective disorder. That is true. You're not. Take a lot of vitamin D.
Dr. Laura Berman, what do you want to feel like in 2020?
I want to feel more playful.
Okay.
I need more play in my life. So I'm going to be looking for ways to experience that, feel that, do that, and create it in other people and myself.
Wow.
I like that. I want to.
She's
I
so
copy?
Much better.
Is it weird if I copy
right?
Yeah,
if you just
right.
go,
you
yes, that too. I'd like to do that also.
Yeah. I want to feel attractive and fulfilled. I'm not sure how to do either of
that. Dr. Laura Berman, lately at restaurants, Anna's just been going, I'll have the same.
Right.
She has been doing that. It's been a thing.
I have to be honest. I'm tired of making decisions.
You're done thinking.
Is that
well,
weird?
So you want to feel supported.
Yes. You hear that, Raven? I want to feel supported.
She just wrote your book report for you. Don't nail it in again.
Yeah. You want to feel supported. So that's your lens. What's going to make, how can I create more support in my life?
I love it. I got to figure that out. I have my homework to do, too. You need relationship advice? You can always call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5UNCOVER.